Aircheckdownloads.com. Simon Bates.
Tragedy and Bee Gees from my front room on the 1st of October. Welcome to Boom Radio. And the news that Mick Jagger is probably going to leave his share of the Stones' back catalogue to charity. That will be £400 million and counting. More than my repeats from Top of the Pops. Blue hat for a blue lady from Nick Haywood on Boom Radio. And just a reminder, on the 1st of October, on a gorgeous autumnal day, it is not Christmas yet. I have had the Cook catalogue, I've had the M&S catalogue, I've had the Avocado catalogue, and the Sainsbury catalogue. Just remind you, ladies and gentlemen, Esther Walker said, and she's right, all right-thinking people start planning their Christmas shop on November the 6th and no earlier. Lyrics to quote on the bus, the Isley Brothers of the Highways of My Life on Boom Radio. Now, a few weeks ago, Steven Spielberg picked the movie that means everything to him. Coincidentally, it is Citizen Kane. And it suddenly occurred to me that everybody, or most people anyway, in their lives, has a movie that means everything to them. And I mentioned this on Boom, and we were flooded with emails. Thank you very much indeed. It's Simon at boomradio.co.uk, by the way. Annalise Marcond from Manchester said that she was brought up in an era of black and white TV. They didn't actually get a colour set until 1973 from Granada Rentals, of course. And it was one heck of a shock. She was a seven-year-old girl taken to see by her parents The Wizard of Oz. It's okay, it's suitable for them. The Wizard of Oz was on at their local cinema, a re-release, of course, and she's never forgotten the moment that Dorothy is blown out of Kansas and into full-colour Oz and on the big screen as well. It was a great movie, still is, a battle of good and evil in colour and black and white and all the rest of the hoopla. The crowning glory, though, is this, isn't it? Judy Garland's plaintive and gloriously simple rendition of Over the Rainbow. Still works its magic, Judy Garland, Over the Rainbow. The film, of course, is about being safe, I suppose. Salman Rushdie once said that it's about how the weakness of adults forces children to take care of their own destinies, and for Dorothy to say, there's no place like home. Yeah. Annalise, thank you so much.
Feel young again.
Living by numbers and new music on a Sunday afternoon. It's autumn, 1st of October, and it's Boom Radio. And thank you very much indeed to Elizabeth Thomas from Grantham for her email. Thank you, Simon. My first Christmas present on the way. She's referring to a book I recommended, which you may have heard about, Rory Stewart's new book, which is very thick and quite expensive. It's a terrific read, but it's 25 quid. And Liz wants more tips, but cheaper ones. Okay, here's one, which is a reprint from 1995. It's under £10. Bob Monkhouse's Crying With Laughter. If you remember Bob Monkhouse, you don't need any reminder. If you don't remember Bob Monkhouse, he was one of the biggest stars of the last 50 years of the last century. A classic autobiography, heartache, hilarity, showbiz, revelations, it's all in there. And it's a refreshing change to read real revelations from the life of a true old-fashioned star. If you want a cheapie, Bob Monkhouse and Crying With Laughter.
Aircheckdownloads.com.